This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
I will walk in what I don't deserve. I will have what I don't deserve. I'll get healed and not deserve it. I'll be delivered and not deserve it. I'll prosper and not deserve it. But I guarantee you, when I'm walking in all of that kind of glory, I can't help but to give him the glory. I can't help but to give him the praise, because he has brought me to a place of undeserved privilege.
World Changers Church International. Easter is near, and we can't wait to experience the presence of God together. Join us for our Easter celebration on Sunday, April 17th at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, no matter where you are. Tune in through the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app, mobile app, YouTube, or Facebook. Or if you're in the Atlanta area, join us in person. Gather your family and set your reminder. We can't wait to worship with you.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Let's open your Bibles up to the book of Romans, chapter 1 and verse 16. Romans 1, verse 16, we're going to really focus in on what faith is tonight. And it will contradict maybe some things that you've heard in the past, but it'll be good. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. We've been talking about faith and the gospel. Faith and the gospel. Verse 16, he says this, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Now, the Apostle Paul is talking here, and he says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel." Now, the word gospel means good news, but we're talking about precision. So it's talking about good news of Christ. In fact, it's the almost too good to be true news of the finished works of Jesus and what Jesus has accomplished. And so it's the gospel of Christ, Paul says, I'm not ashamed of. But now he says something else about the gospel of Christ. He says the gospel of Christ is the power of God. So this gospel is just not a book. He says this gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Now, that word salvation does not just talk about born again. It is a word, it comes from a Greek word, sozo, which encompasses not just born again, but your deliverance. It encompasses your preservation. It encompasses your healing, your soundness, and all of the finished works of Jesus Christ. So here's what he says, that the gospel of Christ is the power of God that has made available to us all the finished works of Jesus, everything that grace has made available. That's a powerful thing. Your deliverance has been made available. Your healing has been made available. The gospel is the power of God that makes these things available. And he says it is available specifically to everyone that believeth. So he says if you want to have access to all that the gospel has made available, he says you just simply have to believe or release your faith for that. Now, let's go to Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6 through 9. And I want to show you that, you know, this is talking about the gospel of Christ. If somebody says the gospel of the kingdom, you know, you can get picky like that, but it's all going to come back to the gospel of Christ. Okay? Now, notice what he says in Galatians. And notice the phrase, the grace of Christ and the gospel of Christ. All these phrases are going to be coming up to show you this. And this entire book of Galatians, if you've never read it at one time in one sitting, sit down and do it. It'll really bless you. right, look at verse 6 through 9. He says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into, watch this, the grace of Christ. So he's talking about the grace of Christ. Now, the question is that the gospel? Well, he says, unto another gospel, which is not another. He says, the grace of Christ is the only gospel. He says, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert, watch this, the gospel of Christ. So it makes it very clear that the grace of Christ is the gospel of Christ, or the grace of Christ is that good news of Christ. And so you go back to Romans chapter 1, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, or I'm not ashamed of the grace of Christ, or I'm not ashamed of the gospel of grace. Why? Now here it is. Because grace is the power that will bring unto you, or grace, through the grace of Christ, all things that pertain to your life have been made available. Grace has made everything available for anybody who's alive today. Whatever you need on this earth, if God created you, He's responsible for provision, and He has provided you with grace that has made everything available to your life. I love it, man. Everything that we need is already made available to us. So, it is the power of God unto salvation, unto deliverance, preservation, and all the finished works of Jesus. Now, one more scripture in review, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7 through 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7 through 10. The Apostle Paul is making making us aware that Satan is messing with him. And in verse 7, he says, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given unto me a thorn in the flesh. Now, what was the thorn in Paul's flesh? It was Satan. It was a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. He says, for this time I besought the Lord three times or thrice that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, you know, he's going to God. God help me. He's going to God. God, get this devil off me. Going to God. God, deliver me from this trouble. Going to God. I need this. You know how it is. We've all done that before. But look what God told him. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. What was he saying to Paul? The Lord was saying, draw from my grace. You're expecting for me to do something for you that I've already done through grace. Draw from grace. Somebody says, I need to be healed. Healing has already been made available through grace. Draw from the grace. Oh, I need to be happy. Draw from the grace. I need provisions. Draw from the grace. I need understanding. Draw from the grace. There's nothing that you will ever go through in your life that has not been made available through the gospel, has not been made available through the grace of God. This is why I believe God literally called me to begin to teach on this. I know some people thought, well, he'll get tired of preaching on it one day. No, if I take a break, that's because people are acting so foolish, they got to preach on something else, you know, to try to get them to understand what's going on. But I'm not going to stop doing this, because everything we need is invested in that gospel of grace. Now, the question is, are we going to get invested in that grace? Let me show you the scripture before we move on, and I'll start here. Hebrews 13:9 in the NLT. Hebrews 13:9 in the NLT. This is awesome. Write this down, memorize it. Don't let it depart from yourself. Hebrews 13:9, he says, so do not be attracted by strange new ideas. There's a lot of that going on right now. There's a lot of strange doctrine. A lot of strange new ideas that are going on right now. You know, taking sound bath. What's a sound? You need some soap and water if you're going to take a bath. Sound bath? You're going to need more than sound to get rid of that. A lot of strange. She says, don't be attracted to those strange new ideas. He said, your strength comes from God's grace. Not from rules about food, which don't help those who follow them.
Now, here specifically, he was talking about rules about foods, but about food. But what he's saying is that your strength comes from God's grace. You need strength, it comes from God's grace. Your strength doesn't come by being attracted to these strange new ideas. Your strength comes from God's grace, praise God. And he says, and then not from rules, but from God's grace. Read this in the, go to the King James on this as well, Hebrews 13:9. I like the way the King James reads it because he says, be not carried about with divers strange doctrines or different doctrines or teachings. It is good, it's a good thing that the heart be established with grace. It's a good thing for your heart to be established with grace. That's what God wants us focused on. Your strength and everything about what God called you to do is going to be a matter of your heart being focused and leveled in on this grace. Now, let's go to Galatians chapter 2, verse 16 in the NLT, and then we'll go to Romans 5, 1 through 2 in the King James, and then I'm going to reevaluate how we have defined faith, because without faith, we can't take hold of what grace has made. Now, hopefully I have successfully done my job tonight to show you that everything that pertains to life and godliness, in fact, that's a scripture, 2 Peter chapter 1 and 3, everything that pertains to life and godliness has already been made available. And so it's all in grace. It's all in grace. The gospel of grace is the power of God. It's the ability, it's God's ability that has made everything for your life available only for those who will what? Who will believe. All right, now, watch this. Verse 16. Yet we know that a person is made right with God. That's a great question. How's a person made right with God? I can't imagine how tradition would answer that, but the scripture says, I know that a person is made right with God, how? By faith in Jesus Christ. Well, I know a person is healed. How? By faith. I know a person has wisdom. How? By faith. Whatever a person has that he got it from grace, he has it because his faith got it. You understand what I'm saying? He said, you know that a person is made right with God by faith in Jesus Christ, 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 not by obeying the law. That's awesome. Because all of us grew up in churches where it says, no, you had to obey the law. This not going to happen until you obey the law. That ain't happening until you obey the law. This not going to be manifested until you obey the law. No, your problem is you won't obey the law. And that's just not how that works. He says, and we have believed in Christ Jesus so that we might be made right with God. He says, we believed in Christ Jesus so that we might be made right with God. We're made right with God when we believe in Christ Jesus. You're not made right with God because of all of your works and good things that you do. I mean, God appreciates it when you do good things, but it's like that's not going to make you right with God. That's not how that happens. You're made right with God because of your belief in Jesus Christ so that we might be made right with God because of our faith in Christ. Watch this. He says, not because we have obeyed his law. Oh, you got to keep all 615 of the laws, 13 of the laws, or God ain't going to bless you. Oh, I tell you what, you got to keep all the Ten Commandments or God's not going to bless you. Every religion in the world requires you to do something in order to get God to do something for you. And that was not supposed to be the case. I hesitate to even use the word Christianity because it's been so flawed. But that's never was supposed to be the case with believers, people who believe in Jesus Christ. He says, now watch this last piece. For no one will ever be made right with God by obeying the law. Look at there. No one will ever be made right with God by obeying the law. So all of you who are struggling so to try to obey the law so you can prove to God just how awesome you are, it won't work. You die, you go to the gates of heaven, and the angels say, well, why should I let you in? And then you just, you know, those little scrolls, and you just roll yours out. It just go all the way down the aisle, you know. You ought to let me in because look at all the stuff I did. Lord, I obeyed your word. Lord, I worked for you, Lord. I fed the poor. Thank you, Jesus. I came to church every Sunday morning. I tithe. I alms. I first fruited. I did all of that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I prayed an hour a day, Shaka Zulu, Ribobobo. I did all of those things. Surely that's enough to let me in. And you know what the angel gonna say? Access denied. Because that's not how you get in here with that. And then I don't know. Do y'all remember the Sandman on the little Showtime at the Apollo? I mean, some of y'all looking at who? Sandman used to come out there with he used to have a hook. And then he just kind of just started dancing out there and pushing you off the stage, you know? But that's how it's gonna be with those people who come to the gate, they're just gonna be removed. And then the next guy's gonna come up and you know, somebody say, where's his scroll? He said, I ain't got no scroll. He said, where's the list of your works? I don't need them. What all the things you did for the Lord? I believed in. You did what? I believe in Jesus Christ. They say, come on in. That's how you get in. Come on in. Now, right believing will produce right doing. I'm not by any means saying that you can believe in Jesus then live like a hellion. No, when you believe right, you're going to live right. But if you believe wrong, you're going to live wrong. Are you listening to me? All right, so now watch this, and then I'll be ready to preach the sermon tonight. Romans 5, verse 1 through 2. Let's read this. This is good. Let's read it in the King James, Romans 5, verses 1 through 2. He says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Peace is wholeness, nothing missing and nothing broken. So when you've been justified by faith, you have wholeness, nothing missing, nothing broken in your life with God. And you get it through our Lord Jesus Christ. Watch this. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace. We have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. He is literally inviting you to be a partaker of God and His glory. And He says, I am granting all who believe access. Look at this in the NLT. That's a powerful thing, ladies and gentlemen. I have access to the manifestations and of the glory of God. I have access to all that grace is created. I have access to all wholeness. I have access to everything that pertains to life. I have access. You know, if you have access to get into a gate, you know the code, but you just won't put it in. How many of you know you're going to sit outside all, you're not going to be able to get in because you won't use what has given you access. Listen to this. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Verse 2, because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege. My faith brings me into a place of privileges that I don't deserve. Privileges that I did not earn. Privileges that I did not work for. He said, because of my faith in Jesus Christ, He's brought us into a place of undeserved privilege. So every privilege you have as a Christian, you didn't deserve it. But God got it to you anyway because of your faith in Him. That's so good. He brought us to a place of undeserved privilege where we now stand. I now stand, you and I stand in this place of undeserved privilege. So if I'm standing in this place of undeserved privilege, why am I sweating so much trying to position myself to be able to deserve what He already said I'm not going to deserve? I will walk in what I don't deserve. I will have what I don't deserve. I'll get healed and not deserve it. I'll be delivered and not deserve it. I'll prosper and not deserve it. But I guarantee you, when I'm walking in all of that kind of glory, I can't help but to give Him the glory. I can't help but to give Him the praise because He has brought me to a place of undeserved privilege. My.
I stand in this place. I'm privileged, but it wasn't because of what I did. So listen to me. Any good that you experience from this moment forward, don't you dare take no credit. You lift your hands up and say, thank you, Lord, for bringing me to this place of Man, I tell you, that's about to mess me up. Undeserved privilege. I didn't deserve it, but you did it anyway. I was in a ditch, but you brought me up out of that ditch. Hallelujah. I didn't have nothing in my mouth, but you filled my mouth with new things. Hallelujah. My God, I didn't know where the money was going to come from, but you made a way out of no way, Lord. I was trying to figure out where I could find me some joy, and the joy of the Lord showed up. It is nothing in my life that I would dare go before angels in heaven and say, you got to let me in because of what I did. No, no. You got to let me in because I stand boldly in that place of undeserved privilege. I'm about to shout. It just reminds me of how great thou art. It just reminds me of how great thou art. Some of you say, well, I don't need God like that. Here's what you need to do. I'm sure you're going to mess up probably before you get to bed or say something stupid or something, right? Okay? Because that was stupid, which is what I just... The only thing you should say is that, Lord, dang, look at what I did. Well, I wasn't lying. I need you. See, Lord, I still need you. And I fail again. See, Lord, I still need you. See, the thing about God, though, as long as you're still needing him, every time he show up because you need him, he increases you. And he makes you better. You got to understand God's working on you. The Bible says he's doing a work on the inside of you. The Lord has taken away your old want-tos and giving you some new want-tos. And then he's going to give you the power to be able to carry it out. See, God ain't sitting there just to catch you every time you fall. But glory to God, every time you get up from a spot, you will now take with you from that spot the wisdom. See, every issue you run into has wisdom attached to it. So once you arrive at this place where you're smarter and stuff that used to get you ain't gonna get you no more, and stuff that used to happen once you get to that place right there, please remind yourself it was God. The Old Testament say, like an eagle stirring in the nest. I believe God is stirring in some of y'all nests tonight. I believe that God's doing a work right now on the inside of you. And what you got to do, don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself down. Don't talk about how bad you are. Oh, Jesus, I feel bad. Here's one of the things God got me. I had a romance with my past after I buried it. Can I get a witness in here? And the Lord would have to say, boy, get out of this cemetery. What you doing in that cemetery? I thought we agreed you weren't going to go back in that cemetery. I said, I'm just thinking. You know, thinking. And here's one of the things I began to realize, man, is that when God does something for you and you say you really believe him and trust him, you got to really believe him and trust him that's in the past and that's gone. And if you really have confidence in his grace, leave that place. Don't demonstrate to God that you really don't trust him. I trust you with this, this, and this, but I don't trust you to be the deliverer from your past and your condemnation, deliverer from your pain and your hurt, deliverer from your regret. For you to stay back there is for you to say to God, I don't believe that you really have delivered me.
Do
Do you know what to do when worldly systems fail? Are you looking for victory over adversity in your life? Creflo Dollar teaches in his series, Understanding Faith and the Gospel, where to look and how to believe to get the answers you need out of life.
You literally go to the Word to choose your victory. Faith looks through the storm. Faith looks through the sickness. Faith looks through the lack. Your faith is a promise that has already been established as your victory, and it's found in the Word of God. Well, how do you release your faith? With words. You release your faith with words. Faith takes possession of what grace has already made. If you do not have faith, you can't take possession of stuff that's already here.
You can have all three of these messages for a love gift of $20 or more, plus shipping and handling, today. Don't miss out. Call the number on your screen. Or go to CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore to get yours while supplies last.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages.
Think how much more the blood of Christ cleans up our whole lives inside and out.
With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace.
I'm talking about the grace of God that comes over your life, that makes living easy, that makes living sweatless, that the anointing begins to come up on you and there's not a fight, there's not a struggle.
The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
Everything in God's kingdom works by faith. Now, I remember when Taffy and I started giving, it was a painful thing to give because we didn't have much at all financially. However, we made a decision to be givers. And one of the most quoted scriptures in the Bible is John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave. Therefore, as Christians, we give. Our giving is an expression of our love. And when you support Creflo Dollar Ministries financially, you are giving to our efforts to spread the gospel all over the world. And in addition to helping millions who are hurting and have vital physical needs, pray about what God would have you to sow at this time. We want to thank you in advance for your support.
To support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.